Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Alaska House has approved a dozen amendments to the state budget while defeating 100 more proposed by minority Republicans. APRN and KTOO report that under a successful amendment, the House voted to cut lawmakers' per diem by three quarters. The allowances are currently nearly $300 a day for the first 30 days of the session and about $200 a day after that. Under the amendment, they would sink to $75 and $50 a day. North Pole Republican Tammy Wilson proposed the cut as well as eliminating per diems for Juneau-based lawmakers.
There is no additional expense for those who live within 50 miles of our session.
The House did not pass Wilson's Juneau proposal. Fairbanks Republican Steve Thompson opposed the broader 75% per diem cut, saying it would discourage working people with families from running for the legislature, especially given special sessions that sometimes extend into the summer.
We're setting it up to where only retired people, independently wealthy people, or housewives are going to be able to run for this House. You take a young person with a family, and we're here till July. How are they supposed to survive? They wouldn't want to be here if they can't make money to support their family.
The change would save the state $850,000 per year, but House members say it may not make it through the Senate. Fairbanks North Pole area air quality advocates have taken fine particulate pollution monitoring into their own hands. Citizens for Clean Air co-coordinator Gene Olson, a North Pole veterinarian, says the group has been loaned a high-end air sampling machine from Oregon-based manufacturer MetOne.
We went from thinking about the possibility that we could do this to the six boxes coming into my clinic, and a week later it was up and going.
The unit called a beta attenuation monitor, or BAM, is set up in a tent in Olson's yard.
So, this is the BAM. This is the expensive $20,000 gadget. And this is a piece of insulation because there's actually a heater in here that preheats the air at a known volume. In a little while, this pump's going to come on, and it'll be way noisy in here for us. But right now, it's just sitting there thinking and measuring and doing
the BAM is the same EPA-approved unit the North Star Borough officially gauges air with in downtown Fairbanks and North Pole. The Citizens for Clean Air Station also includes more basic-style monitors the borough has deployed in local neighborhoods. Olson says the combination enables on-site assessment in what's perceived to be a very smoky neighborhood, as well as a way to compare readings from the two types of monitors.
Our neighborhood monitors have never really been thoroughly vetted and tested, especially in the cold temperatures and the high levels. So that was why it was really important for us to put a BAM and a neighborhood monitor together, simultaneously measuring the same basic air in the same area.
Olson says Citizens for Clean Air tried to work with the borough to get the information, but became frustrated.
The approval process was going to take way too long, and rather than wait another whole season, we said, well, let's just see if we can figure out how to do it ourselves.
Olson maintains the Citizen Monitoring Project is not about going rogue, and says they will share all their data with an end goal of cleaning up local air.
There's just so many people that doubt that A, the air is as bad as it is in North Pole, B, that there's a health problem for it, and C, that these monitors could even have an inkling of being accurate.
North Pole routinely violates federal air quality standards during the winter months, and Olson says the BAM monitor on her property one day registered a fine particulate level in excess of 250 micrograms per cubic meter, far above the EPA threshold of 35. EPA officials in town this week to discuss air quality issues with the borough plan to inspect the Citizens for Clean Air monitoring station today. The University of Alaska Fairbanks has replaced a landmark satellite dish. The light blue 10-meter diameter dish has been a visible high point atop the LV building on the campus's west ridge for 25 years. The university reports that a crane was used to bring down the old dish last week and replace it with a slightly smaller, updated technology antenna over the weekend. UAF says the new, more capable dish will be used to retrieve information from polar orbiting satellites. Roxy Wright won the Open North American Championship sled dog race yesterday in Fairbanks. The hometown favorite was followed by defending ONAC champ Buddy Streeper of British Columbia and his wife Lena in the three-day sprint competition. KUAC's Robin reports.
Roaring up the hill, here comes Roxy Wright.
This is the fourth time 66-year-old Roxy Wright has won both of Alaska's two big sprint races in the same year. That's the Open North American in Fairbanks and the Fur Rendezvous Open World Championship in Anchorage. But she had a two-decade gap. Wright retired from sprint mushing in 1996 and didn't expect to compete again. Until last year when she entered the Open North American and came in second behind Buddy Strieber. This year, she won by 24 seconds.
Here comes Roxy. She is over.
Race marshal Mike McGowan says the third day really mattered this year. Going into Sunday's heat, Roxy Wright held a 20 seconds lead over last year's champion Buddy Strieber, who was 2 minutes ahead of Salter rookie Amy Dunlap.
This race this year turned into one of the best races competition-wise that we've had in a long time.
A clear sky and temperatures around 20 degrees Fahrenheit kept the dogs from overheating and the fans happy. I'm Robin in Fairbanks.
And I'm Dan Bross.